when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you precious, precious Blood River Radio family members out there. I really thank God for you. I'm going to mention a couple of you special tonight. But people, you're listening to Blood River Radio. We are the only radio station in the United States that our sole purpose, our flagship purpose, is to constantly fight against global white genocide. Global white goyim genocide. Yes, sir. That's what we're fighting against. And by the way, in case you hadn't looked at your calendar, it is March the 11th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty, 2023. The only name under the sun which man can be saved, Jesus Christ Almighty. That's it. And that really sets our Hebrew friends into a conniption fit when we say that everybody, including the Jews, who have to accept Jesus Christ Almighty, or you're going to burn in hell forever. That's just the facts. So get used to it or go to hell. Anyway, people, as you know, this is a Christian radio show, and we always start off with a prayer. So I'm going to get it done quickly if I can, but with reverence. So if you will, people, just please bow your head. Almighty God. Almighty God, God the Father, God the Son, the God the Holy Spirit, thank you so much for looking down here and giving us grace here, giving our family grace. We've had a couple of deaths here recently. We've got another relative that's dying as we speak, and it's making it really tough. But, you know, like we were just talking at the break, life goes on. So we're going to try to soldier on. But, oh, Lord, if you will. Please continue to give us the strength. It takes so much strength to do this work against Satan. Make no mistake about it, Lord. We know that we're fighting your enemy, your eternal enemy, Satan. And so if you will, Lord, please look down on us. Forgive us our sins, first and foremost. Grant us the strength and the courage to continue the fight. Give us the wisdom to never, ever lose sight, to know who that enemy is. And we all know who it is. If you will, Lord. Grant us that. Let us always ride to the sound of the gunfire. And let us always do your will, Lord. And everything we do, every little accomplishment we make, let us give you all the glory. And we ask all this in your Son, Jesus Christ Almighty, God. Amen. People, as you also know, we always go to the donors. And I'm going to mention some people we mentioned last week that are super special to me. They have come through. I've communicated with some of them since my son-in-law died, my precious son-in-law. This time last week, we were burying him in a rain. It was raining. The cemetery had flooded. If you listened to last week, you'd remember that. But I'd like to mention Janice Hamblin. Janice, she is the sweet wife of Rich Hamblin. Rich Hamblin's I met him before Charlottesville, but he's one of the guys I rode to Charlottesville with back in August of 2017. But Janice is married to Rich, and she is hardcore. She's a sweet little girl. She's my sister. She's hardcore. And thank you so much, Janice, for your contribution. I really appreciate that. Also, I talked to Biscuit just today. Biscuit and Rand, anytime I have any self-doubt, if you know, sometimes I have self-doubt, you know, sometimes I think I'm getting too callous, too hard. Sometimes I think, well, maybe I was too hard on this person. Maybe I wasn't hard enough on that person, et cetera, et cetera. I always go to Rand and Biscuit. They're so grounded, so solid. And I love them to death. And I talked to both of them today, but I'd like to thank, like I said, Biscuit, he has supported us like you would not believe. He really has. And he's ponied up. He's been a psychological and a financial supporter during this time of death and depression. Also, I'd like to tell Pam and Dennis Adams. I called them today, left a message, couldn't contact with them. They sent a great, it's called a Family Tree Memorial. They sent that, and I just like to let them know. I was looking at it again, and I could not thank them enough. And, you know, another person, last week, she's forever sending this stuff. I love her to death. She loves me. Big Sister Nancy Hitt. She sent us a donation and some material for me to read. And also, Ken of Lynbrook, Ken Big Ben of Lynbrook. I want to thank y'all so much for keeping our head above the water. Thank y'all very much. People, so we could not make it without donors. Also, a quick outline. We're going to make this as fast as possible because we have every week we have more and more and more to cover. We used to facetiously say to Sister Nancy, we're going to go to 4 hours. I think we could fill five, but, you know, we can't. Money and people would never listen for 4 or 5 hours. But anyway, tonight, the first hour, it's going to be me and my precious little sister, Monica Schaefer. Sister Nancy may call in later in this hour because we're going to talk about some stuff. Specifically the SPLC that mentioned all of us. And I'll just tell you about the other outline later because we're wasting time. Now we're going to bring my little sister and your people's hero, Miss Braveheart herself, Miss Monica Schaefer. How you doing tonight, little sister?
Doing excellently. Thank you, Eddie. Good to be back. Good to be on your show.
Great to have you back on our show, Sister Monica. You are a rock solid pillar of this of this program.
Well, that's an honor.
Yeah, well, you honor us for sure. Well, you know, Sister, as you know, I've told people I don't know if I should be associated with you anymore because, you know, I think you're some kind of a denier. Why don't you tell the people? Why don't you tell the people? Beg for our forgiveness for this horrible sin you've committed. Tell us all about that, Sister Monica.
Yeah. Well, I love it the way I get a special mention in that article that you sent from the SP. What are the initials? Southern Poverty.
Yes.
No. What's it called?
You're right. Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC.
Okay.
You like that?
SPLC, yeah. I was delighted to see that I'm not only a Holocaust denier, but a prolific Holocaust denier. I just about fell off my chair laughing. I take that as great. Okay, I'm glad they've noticed because I would hate to be confused with somebody who still believes all their lies. And they've made it very clear that they definitely are not confusing me with somebody who still believes all those silly lies, those fairy tale lies. That, well, they're not exactly fairy tale because that sounds innocent, but these are very, very nefarious, satanic lies that they've tried to tell us. And so they make it clear that they know that I don't believe those lies anymore because I'm a prolific denier of them.
Most certainly. But I'll tell you what, you paid the price for being a prolific denier, just in case somebody is new to our program, Sister Monica. And you know what? And like Sister Monica, you know, Alfred once said, you can't repeat things too much because, and he said, I still remember that you told me, he said, Coca-Cola tells us every single day that how great they are, they're the best soft drink in the whole world. So if you will, tell people just how you paid the price, because I know we have new people coming on all the time. I hear from them. So go ahead, Sister Monica.
Well, that's great. And welcome to the new listeners. It's really wonderful. Many, many, many people are starting to open their eyes to what's going on. And so that's wonderful that they are listening to shows like this. So, yeah, just because I refuse to believe the lies that they tell us about our history, they actually threw me in jail. I spent 10 months in a high security prison in Germany in 2018. I went over to visit my brother because I'm a Canadian. I live in Canada, but my brother Alfred, he lives in Germany. He reverse migrated several decades ago. We all grew up in Canada. We're Canadian, but anyway, he lives over there. He was already making some really great educational videos about things like 9/11, and then he got on to, you know, what the Jews are doing in this world that is you know, they don't like us very much, and basically showing how everything is inverted. So he had this good video making equipment. I went over there. I had told him 6 months earlier that I sure wish I could apologize to my mother for the things that I said to her when I was a teenager, because we were learning all about lampshades and soap and shrunken heads that those evil so-called Nazis were making with the skin and fat and heads of Jews. You know, these have been admitted to be atrocity propaganda lies. Even Jewish historians admit those to be lies, and yet that's what we were taught, of course, when I was a youngster. And I was so traumatized, I kind of reprimanded my mother. I was really bitter and reproached her. Why didn't you stop these things from happening? And she said, well, they didn't know that these things were happening. They knew about the camps. They thought they were just work camps. And then years later, when I discovered the truth about all these things, I made a 6-minute little video called Sorry Mom, I Was Wrong About the Holocaust. She had already passed away. So had my father. So this was a very cathartic thing to do, was to make this little video apologizing in essence to her spirit. But my story reflects many, many people's story who, you know, of German descent, we were angry, we're mad what our parents' generation did or our grandparents' generation did, because that's what we learned in Hollywood and school and everywhere. And then sometime later, you know, we maybe come to the realization, wow, they lied to us. And then we regret how we felt about, you know, and how we talked to our parents about it. So I made that video, and that's what changed my life. And I do hear the music coming on, I do believe.
Yes,
so I'll carry on later.
And we'll be right back, folks. Hang on.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'd like to tell you of all the stuff that's been going on. You don't see what goes on behind the scenes, the endless work it goes. And I'm not trying to be a hero, but it just takes incredible amounts of time, takes a good bit of money to keep a program like this going. A lot of people don't know, we have been deplatformed and been suspended from websites, I think about four times now in the past 6 months. But listen, We were down. A lot of people know last week, after last week's show, we were down for a while. Well, our brilliant webmaster, God bless him. I don't dare mention his name. He is a friggin' genius, and he is a workaholic. He keeps us going. We had this. He got us with a new company. The new company stabbed us in the back. They were very dishonorable. They took our money and ran, and they tried to lock up our website where we couldn't use it. But thank God, our precious webmaster had what he calls a backup system. I don't know what he's talked about, but we had to go to another company. We got back online. In less than 24 hours, we were down again. This all happened last week, but we were down and up. And I won't tell you what I had to go through. I had to go through heaven, and I had to move heaven and earth. I had to send documentations from my United States government identification card I have for being a veteran. I had to send documentation, a credit card, all kinds of crap. It's just so nerve-wracking, especially when you get older. But I went through all that because our webmaster treats us like kings. He does that, and he's just the greatest. Without him, there would be no Blood River Radio. I'm flat telling you. And I want to tell you something else. I don't know of anybody in the country that's being attacked like we are here at Blood River Radio. So I'm going to tell you flat out, we are a thorn in the butt of those Jews out there. Anyway, with that, we're going right back to Sister Monica. She's going to take us off, and she's got all kind of stuff we're going to, that's very relevant, we need to cover. Go ahead, Sister Monica.
Do you think that you might be being attacked because you talk about too many hate facts?
I think so, you know, but maybe it's just conspiracy theory, but our damn website's down all the time, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, Eddie, I know you have a program figured out, and I just kind of thought, well, just in case we have some spare time, I'd bring a few things to the table and, you know, wondering if you might want to talk about any of these, but I'll just list them off. And in so doing, I'll give you a little bit about them. I mean, just to follow from what I just told before the break about, you know, going to jail for not believing the lies of the Holocaust. It's just a little tidbit of information here. Jonathan Greenblatt, the CEO of the ADL, that's the Anti-Defamation League. This came to light recently, a tweet, as they say. He said, talked about the Holocaust, whether real or a hoax. He said that whether real or a hoax is seen by distortionists as part of a nefarious Jewish plot. Oh, there's one of those conspiracy things, eh? So I just thought I'd throw that in. Now, we could talk about that, or we could talk about a real survivor. Like, we always hear about all these Holocaust survivors, but I just got a letter from somebody who I know personally. She's in Toronto, Karen Magnon, and very good friend of Rosemarie Roabach, who did pass away a few weeks back, and she was a real warrior for truth and on our side. But Karen Magnon, she is a real survivor, and I'll tell you what she is a survivor of. By just sheer luck, she and her mother and her brother, I believe it was, did not get on the Wilhelm Gustloff. Now, many listeners might have no clue what that is, but about five times as many people drowned, and they were mostly women and children, basically refugees fleeing the Red Army and getting on this boat, this ship that used to be Happiness through, no, what was it? That Hitler had these ships built so that ordinary German people could go on cruises. But then when the war broke out, this was switched or modified to be a ship to carry refugees. And I think it had some other functions. But anyway, she and her mom and brother had gotten on this, and it was very, very crowded. They had way more people on it than it was designed to hold. And then the grandmother, for some reason, couldn't get on, so they got back off, even though the grandmother said, no, go, you have to get rescued. They got back off because they did not want to split the family apart, and then we know what happened to the Wilhelm Gustloff, but I'll just say for the listener, a number of hours later, in the black of night, this boat carrying up to about 10,000, I believe, 10,000 refugees, absolutely crowded to bursting point, was torpedoed, by Russian, and they knew very well what this was. This was not a military ship. It was, they knew it was carrying refugees, and they torpedoed it. And I think there were, I think less than 1,000 or maybe just over 1,000 survivors, like, but thousands and thousands and thousands drowned there. I think five times as many victims as the Titanic, which we have all heard about, but hardly anybody has heard about this Wilhelm Gustloff. So we could talk about that, or Eddie, we could talk about in Prince George, which is a city not far from where I live. There's a college there that they have put kitty litter box in their washroom because two students, get ready, sit down if you're not already sitting down. Two students identify as feline and they literally have put kitty litter box in the washroom in a college in Prince George, British Columbia, Canada. This is, I am dead serious. This is not a joke. We could talk about that, or maybe you want to comment about one of those things or all of them. I have more. I also have a card here from another political prisoner in Germany who I was very concerned about because I had written her a couple of times and not heard back. Oh, and she's been in jail already, oh gosh, I think more than a year, maybe a year and a quarter. When they arrested her, they injured her, dislocated her shoulder, withheld medical care. Anyway, she finally wrote back, but I do notice that the card that she wrote on was put in an envelope and it has different handwriting on it. I think that she had to actually get this smuggled out. And she told me not to write because it'll get me into trouble. I don't really understand this fully. I'm going to do some investigating into this. Her name is Marianne Wilfert. Marianne Wilfert. And she has spoken a little bit too much truth, too many hate facts, I guess, for our eternal, the eternal enemies of humanity, the eternal well poisoners, and is in jail. So there's a number of things we could talk about, but I know you have a full program, but I just thought I'd throw those things out for, you know, for what it's worth.
Why don't we start off picking the topics you most want to talk about? The very first one you mentioned grabs my attention too. They all do. The kitty litter boxes. Listen, that I know what you're talking about. That's going on here in the United States. My wife is friends with a lady who is a retired school teacher, and she says that's going on here. And she says when you call the row, the children. So I'm Eddie Miller. I'm John Jones. I'm Joe Bill. These people that identify as cats, they actually get this. They go meow. They meow like a damn cat. I mean, that is beyond insane. But that is going on here in Canada too. I didn't know. Well, I'm not surprised it's going on in Canada. But we could cover any of those because this Greenblatt, who's head of the ADL you're talking about.
Yeah, the CEO of the Anti-Defamation League.
That ties in perfectly with something. I'll put this in a nutshell because I know Sister Nancy wants to talk about it later. And I'll just preface what you said. Before I go further, which one would you like to do, Sister Nancy? Sister Monica, because you sacrificed your time to come in today. Where do you want to go?
Well, basically, I brought those to the table just because it's just things that have come to my attention recently, or in the case of these letters that I received. I just think they're very important stories, but really, they might sound unrelated to each other, but they really are all related because
yes, they are.
We do have a common enemy, and they have been the enemy of humanity for thousands and thousands of years, and they do own the banks. They are the money changers. They own Hollywood. They basically shape how we think by owning the media. They own and run Hollywood. They brag about it. So really, these are not disparate events. But, you know, the kitty litter one, I mean, that is insane. You were right. It's just insane. How do you put that together? Like, if they had done that 20 years ago, we would say you couldn't even make a movie about that. That's called fiction. We'd say no.
I hear
no.
The music, Sister Mark. I don't know if you hear it or not, but continue on that idea when we come back this break. Be right back, folks.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News Update. The U.S. economy is heading in the right direction. That's what President Biden told the nation as he highlighted a better-than-expected jobs report.
I think we got a good jobs report. I'm happy to report that our economy has created over 300,000 new jobs last month. And that's on top of a 500,000 jobs we added the month before.
Biden said his administration has created 12 million jobs since he took office, thanks to investments that have been made, including in manufacturing. The president criticized House Republicans over their demands to cut spending to increase the debt limit. He said reckless talks from MAGA Republicans to default on the debt puts the nation at risk. Crew 5 is on their way back home.
A SpaceX Dragon capsule undocked from the International Space Station early this morning, headed for splashdown this evening.
Dragon Endurance undocked 262 statute miles over
and
the coral
Dragon
sea.
SpaceX on the big loop, separation confirmed.
Two NASA astronauts, one from Japan and a Russian cosmonaut, spent 5 months in orbit. The capsule is scheduled to splash down off the coast of Florida just after 9 Eastern. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Legendary Minnesota Vikings head coach Bud Grant has died at the age of 95. The team announced the passing of the Hall of Fame coach this morning, saying, "We are absolutely devastated by the terrible news." Grant led the Vikings to 4 Super Bowl appearances during his long career with them. He also became the first coach to lose 4 Super Bowls. Being an Oscar nominee sure has its perks. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences announced this week that the top 26 nominees will each receive a gift bag full of goodies worth over $125,000 and some of the larger items, 1 square meter of land in Queensland, Australia. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
A Bean is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, dear Blood Rebel Radio family out there, without wasting any more time, we got to go right back. My big sister Nancy just came out, and she's got some great stuff she needs to tell us about. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Okay, Eddie, and little Eddie and little Monica. And our wonderful listeners, we are tar and feathering people every week. This is going to be continuous. Every week we're going to come up with people that need to be tar and feathered. Now, I want to start out with lying Joe Biden. This will be the third time we've thrown tar and feathers on him. But the one that is most significant, it really stands out, is a Southern Poverty Law Center lawyer who ended up in Atlanta attacking the police at what they call Cop City. Oddly enough, this man, Thomas Webb Jurgens, they arrested him on domestic terrorism charges, but guess what? He was the only one of about 23 arrested for throwing Molotov cocktails, bricks, stones, whatever they were throwing, firecrackers. He's the only one that got out on bail. Now, apparently he got on bail because he was just working. He was just observing. He was just taking it all in. He wasn't doing anything naughty like everybody else. And then we've also got another evil person that really needs to be tar and feathered. She herself is black, so maybe it won't make a lot of difference. This is Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat from Texas. She wants to criminalize any criticism of non-whites, any criticism of non-whites. Now, of course, that will be they'll probably come up with some kind of a felony charge on that. The newest one who gets tar and feathered is Representative Randy Fine, a good Jew from Florida. He's come up with a bill that is going to stop the use of the First Amendment. We're not going to have free speech in Florida after Randy Fine's bill gets passed. You're not going to be able to pass out literature. That'll be considered littering. You might end up in jail behind bars for 5 years on a felony charge. If you're distributing anything that has to do with so-called hate crimes, which might expose the Jews or blacks, you could possibly end up behind bars due to this Randy Fine, who is a representative, a Jew representative from Florida, and he sure needs tar and feathering more than once. We might carry him on for a couple weeks. Then the newest one I just found out about is Jane Fonda. She was on the View, and they were talking about abortion, and she probably spoke out before she thought, maybe, and they were questioning, what do you do with these anti-abortion protesters? Her comment was, murder them.
Yes, she did.
So these are my list for this week. Jane Fonda gets a double load of tar and feather.
Back when I was hadn't been home very long, we called her, and I hope for people have sensitive ears, we called her Hanoi Jane, communist traitor bitch. That's what we called her. Mm-hmm. What she did, I'm going to make this brief. What she did in Vietnam was beyond treason. She went to some POW camps. I think it was an Air Force pilot was shot down, and he tried to get a little slip of paper in her hand when he shook her hand to alert his family where he was. He was a POW, and he was in good shape. You know what she did? She took it, unfolded it, read it, and gave it to the camp commandant. And they beat the hell out of that fighter pilot. They beat him to a pulp. And you know what? She photographed. She was sitting on the anti-aircraft guns in North Vietnam. And see, people, this was back in the 60s. And she came home and was one untouched. She was looked at as a hero. And that shows you who the people run in the country now. The eternal Jew. I hope you're listening, SPLC. The eternal Jew, been forever and ever and ever. And also, I'd like to point out this. You talked about this Randy Fine. You know, Biscuit sent me that video clip, and I'd like to get the guy on. I don't remember his name. I watched that same video clip you watched, Sister Nancy. People around the country, they're always talking about what a good conservative this Governor DeSantis is. We need him running for president. He's a good old conservative Republican. Well, as Biscuit pointed out, this a majority of Republican congressmen here in Florida signing on to that. The Republicans are pushing it. It's probably harder than Democrats. And he also, Biscuit said, and rightfully so, Governor DeSantis went to Israel and wore his little Jew beanie hat and signed this legislation over there in Israel. And then came back here. So you people, don't be stupid. Don't try to back this Governor DeSantis. And you know, mention littering, Sister Nancy. I got to make this quick, so we got to go, Sister Monica. The Goyim Defense League, the GDL, they've been taking pamphlets and putting them inside plastic bags and weighting them down with corn. And they throw them over fences and in yards. That way they get around there's a law in the United States, a felony. You cannot put any kind of pamphlets or any kind of material inside a United States post office box. Even though you, the individual homeowner, buys the mailbox, you can't put literature in there. So they throw that around. And it gets around that law, and it also gets around the so-called littering law. But you mentioned it. They're going to start, this Jew congressman says, they're going to start charging these people with littering. And also, anything, any crime, no matter how trivial, like, say, a $50 littering fine, they will tax it. If it has some kind of message in there that's non-savory to the Jews, they'll tack on a hate crime. And they did, and they highlighted the guys talking about this. This radio show highlighted the McMichaels in Georgia. Right. Not only did they get a sentence of life in prison for 99,000 years, they had an additional hate crime. Well, if you get caught littering, and say you're going to a Klan rally, you're going to a conservative rally, or if this litterateur has something they don't like. They can, instead of a $50 fine, then you get an automatic 5 years in prison, not 4 years in 11 months and 29 days, 5 friggin' years. And that's what they're trying to do, is shut down free speech like me and Miss Nancy do every day. I know Miss Nancy, she's a pamphleteer, I'm a pamphleteer, and they specifically mention pamphleteering as a felony. Back to you, Sister Monica.
Yeah, this is kind of reminiscent of what they were doing in the Soviet Union leading up to the slaughter of millions and millions and millions of people there, is that anybody caught with a copy of, for example, the protocols of the learned elders of Zion in their possession, it was an instant death sentence just to have that book. Or anybody, like, there were laws against quote-unquote anti-Semitism, and it was a death sentence. So what does that mean, anti-Semitism? Basically, it's just any, it's not even, you can't, like, criticism, you could almost misconstrue that. It's just pointing out the facts of what is going on, what the Jews are doing, and nowadays what's going on in Israel, what are they doing in Israel? So pointing out facts that certain group doesn't like us to be aware of, or let alone to speak about it, this is leading towards, now they're saying 5 year sentence, but where does it lead next to? I mean, it's time, everybody. It's do or die time. Like, we absolutely have to resist and don't cower in fear of these laws. No, can you imagine if everybody just flaunt these so-called lots, so-called laws, which are just lots of toner on paper? They are meaningless. They are not, they have nothing to do with God's law or natural law or common law. No, they are blots of toner on paper that some people who think they have authority over us, they put these onto paper. And if we all just resist and do not obey these things, do not go along with these things, and do not cower in fear of these so-called laws, then we win. I mean, that's why they're going so hard on the censorship, because they are so afraid of the truth coming out. So let us not be afraid of speaking the truth and just flaunting those so-called laws. I mean, en masse, if we just resisted right now, these things just won't go through. It just can't. So that's my take on it. I mean, we have to, like, what did Solzhenitsyn say? We've repeated it many times on this show, you know, when he was languishing in the gulags there, and how they would burn and just think, gee, if only the people had resisted, right? And you have that quote, Eddie, you've said it many times, and it's like, yeah, if only the people would resist. And I do hear the music. I guess we'll continue after the break.
We'll come back. I'll comment on that, and we'll pitch it over to Big Sister Nancy. Be right back, folks.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com. former sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, here's the quote, and you heard me say this, I'll say it over and over. It's always Jews all the time. It's always, always, always Jews, 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 all the time, all the time. It's always Jews all the time. Never forget that. Sister Monica pointed out, if you're handing out a pamphlet, like Sister Nancy does every day, like I do every week, not as much as Sister Nancy, and all you have to do, if you have some factual material there that the Jews, like Sister Monica says, the eternal poisoners of the whale, if they don't like it, they can, it'll be a 5 years in prison in Florida. And here's an example. If you just have a pamphlet and it points out that every single president of the Federal Reserve the United States has had since 1913, every single one of them, if you point this true fact out, have been Jewish, that is considered hate speech. If you don't say anything, you don't have to make a comment. I don't like Jews. Jews are evils. If you just say, all these presidents of the Federal Reserve since 1913 have been Jewish, bam, that's going to be hate crime. And so that's how I've got that. Now we're going back to Sister Nancy. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Yes, I just have a paragraph I'd like to read from a commencement address that was made at Harvard University back in 1978 by Solzhenitsyn. And he's just saying, basically, Americans are in a state of psychological weakness as a result of materialism. And yet, no weapons, no matter how powerful, can help the West until it overcomes its loss of willpower. In a state of psychological weakness, weapons become a burden for the capitulating side. To defend oneself, one must also be ready to die. There is little such readiness in a society raised in the culture, in the cult of material well-being.
Wow. Bingo. Wow. That, you know, I'll comment on that too. I'm putting this out there to all my friends. I don't care if you have a radio station, if you have a newspaper, a podcast, there's no excuse for you not to know who controls the whole damn Western world. It's the Jews. Everybody knows it. And if you don't come out and you don't name the Jew like we do every show, every time you put a newspaper out, you are part of the problem, my friend. You are controlled opposition. You're even worse than that. You're a mole. You're anti-race. You've got to get some courage, and you've got to get rid of these stinking friends that you have. Well, I'm going to name somebody else I'm always talking about, that Jared the Jew Taylor. People will tell me, oh, well, he does some good things. No, he does not. Somebody like Jared Taylor, who is a controlled opposition, he's more dangerous than the Jews himself, because he gets out and he tells these young little airheads full of mush, he likes to focus on the blacks. Well, you know what? He uses these blacks as a red herring to get people's attention off the real evil, the real power. I've never seen a black that was ahead of the Federal Reserve. I've never seen a black that was ahead of the ADL. I've never seen a black that was down there trying to bomb, you know, the Iranians. If you don't, I repeat this 1,000 times. If you don't realize these Jews, they control everything. They control the universities, the media, the Congress, the drug companies. They control the World Health Association, the World Health Organization, the International Bank of Settlements. They control every damn thing. Until you admit that and quit screwing around and trying to dance around the issue and not face up to the fact that who runs the country, then you're worse than worthless. You're an enemy to your people.
Here's something powerful, just to end up with a few more words from Solzhenitsyn. After the suffering of decades of violence and oppression, the human soul longs for things higher, warmer, and purer than those offered by today's mass living habits, introduced by the revolting invasion of publicity, by TV stupor, and by intolerable music. All of this is visible to observers from all the worlds of our planet. The Western way of life is less and less likely to become the leading model.
My God, that's great. You know, Sister Monica, I got to ask you a question. In your opinion, Sister Monica, any of our people that are supposed to be one of us, the alt-right or whatever, if they have normal intelligence, is there any excuse for them all to say, well, I didn't know the Jews control the media. I didn't know they control the pharmaceutical companies. I didn't know they control the banks. Is there any excuse of all for them not to come over and preach the same thing we're preaching to identify the damn enemy? Sister Monica, what's your take on that?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question, because I think that one has to put a time stamp on everything. So obviously, we don't wake up to everything overnight. So when a person first starts to see what's going on, and they might not understand the full picture, but then when they are presented with the evidence, and, you know, lots of people will do that, especially for those who are in positions of putting out the information, they're making videos, they're kind of like spokespeople for, like, what you called the alt-right. Well, you believe me, they have been confronted with this information. They have been given the information. So there's no more excuse. Like, for example, so many folks who were doing good work on the whole COVID, bioweapon jab stuff, and pointing out, oh, this is bad stuff. But they never, ever connected the dots with who's doing this. Plus, worse than that, they would make false comparisons with Hitler or those evil Nazis, and I've got that in quotation marks, air quotes, because they're making a false comparison. They're actually reinforcing the lies, and if they would make the correct comparison, they would say, oh, this is like the Bolsheviks. This is like the Jewish Bolsheviks, mm-hmm. that this modern day genocidal attack on humanity. So they're kind of covering for the Jews. So I see it the way you do. Yeah, they're covering for the Jews, and that is dangerous. It's a very dangerous thing.
Yes, it is, and I'm glad you put it there. I can see some 12-year-old airhead that's never been exposed to anything and believing the media. But if you take somebody who's 25, 35, 50 years old, and he identifies as alt-right, one of us, you know he's got to be educated. If he's still, and I'm glad you pointed that out, if he still persists in, for instance, Alex Jones, for instance, if I hear the term globalist one more time, I'm going to vomit on his show. You know, for instance, it's globalist, 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 globalist. But who in the hell are the globalists? You know, a globalist is somebody, it's like a terrorist. It's like, we're going to fight terrorism. How are you going to fight terrorism? It's like fighting evil thoughts. You know, you have to put a name, you have to identify the enemy, and the enemy is the eternal Jew, Sister Nancy.
Well, you're right. I agree. I totally agree. I don't know how I would have to say this. I'm going to give you a kind of an example. There's a young neighbor of mine who said, I think rather recently he is awake, and he's pretty annoyed with his mother not being awake. But I say this, that someone who has lived to be in their late 70s or 80s, They're not going to wake up because it's ingrained. They watch the propaganda television. There's just no way that I just don't think they can wake up. It's a slow process, of course. And someone, again, I have to go back to the fact people have to educate themselves.
Well, that's true, but I'm specifically bombing the alt-right. Go ahead, Sister Monica.
I was just going to say I disagree that a person can't wake up after they've reached 70 or 80. For example, I have a friend who, just by instinct alone, resisted the jab. He didn't get the jab, but he never really cared to learn much about. He didn't listen to any news. I guess maybe that's what gave him the good instincts. Like he was more interested in going hiking and doing fun things out in the bush and working hard too. Like he was a hard worker, but he didn't get the jab. And then now he's waking up to everything and he's over 70. So there you go. Yeah. But you know, earlier, Eddie, you were talking about the blacks and the Jews and all that. Like, just to remind people about this fellow named Israel Cohen. I mean, actually, I was reminded of your story that you told once about the dead chicken under the house and all the flies. And once you got rid of the dead chicken, there were no more flies buzzing around and bothering everybody. And the dead chicken, that would represent the I think that was the Jews and the flies were the blacks, right? So
Correct. Get
rid of the problem, the core problem, like who is doing this? So Israel Cohen, in a racial program for the 20th century, he said this in 1912, and this was in the Congressional Record, and this is the Communist Party of the United States, and it's on the Congressional Record. We must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tensions. By propounding into the consciousness of the dark races that for centuries they have been oppressed by whites, we can mold them to the program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will endeavor to instill in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise in prominence in every walk of life, in the professions, and in the world of sports and entertainment. And with this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin a process which will deliver America to our cause. End of
Bingo.
Quote. Yeah, there it is.
All you people watching the Big Orange play, when we going to win the SEC championship or the Sugar Bowl or going to the Super Bowl, that's what it's all about. That you nailed it. You nailed it, Sister Monica. No doubt about it.
Reading Israel Cohen's quote. It's a Jew that said this over 100 years ago, right? So,
you know what? What would happen? See, he can say it. He can come on national or international TV. He can broadcast it from the satellite, go over all over the world. But now, if a goyim like you, Sister Monica, or Sister Nancy, or me, they might want to put you back in prison in Germany. If that leads me a question, I'm going to ask you this, because we're running out of time. Sister Monica, you know, you went to prison in Germany, and you were a Canadian citizen. How long is it going to be before they start coming and getting people like me, you, and Nancy, and dragging us out of my home in Tennessee, Sister Nancy in Kentucky, and taking us to Israel to stand trial for hate crimes?
Yeah, well, I mean, to be clear, yeah, I mean, you've got a point there, but they won't have to do that if the likes of DeSantis in Florida passes those laws, because it'll just be right here on our side of the ocean. But to be clear, I was in Germany when I was arrested, and I was also in Germany a few years earlier when I made that video. So that's how they were able to nail me there. I was just over there visiting, but there you go. They didn't actually drag me out of my Canadian home to take me over there. So I just wanted to clarify that, because a lot of people thought that was the case, and that was not the case.
Well, you know, with Ernst Zundel, they did drag him out of a Tennessee home. That's what I was
they
thinking
did.
About. When I said,
oh, right. That's right.
Three governments colluded to get Ernst Zundel get deported from. He was in Tennessee, and Canada, Germany, and United States colluded to get him back to Germany so that they could throw him in the gulag there. You're right. Yeah.
I'd like to ask our dear family, if somebody would like to call in next show and ask us, why were they so desperate to arrest Ernst Zundel? Why are they so desperate to keep us from talking about that if it's so true, if we're telling a lie? Well, people, yeah. That's it for the first hour. I'd like to thank you, both of you, dear sisters, Sister Nancy, Sister Monica, for coming over. Sister Nancy will be back on again in the third hour. People, we're getting ready to take a break. We're going to go to new host. We're going to go to Don Wassel with the Freedom Newspaper. Anyway, we'll come back with him in a minute, and also with CW. Be right back, folks.